here this evening. You. And now, the Goldbergs. The whole circle that revolves appeals to Mary Sammy, and she evidently meant it. And now, the Goldbergs. The whole circle that revolves about Sylvia Ellison received a shock earlier this evening, for Sylvia bluntly refused to marry Sammy, and she evidently meant it. Her father and Jake were amazed, and Sammy went white, but Molly was calm. Molly has had infinite trust in young Dr. Cater, who's been treating Sammy and Sylvia. Christopher Cater is a psychologist, and Molly knows that he has predicted what at this moment is going on inside Sammy's mind. Listen.
Sammy, let me help you.
I'm all right. Sylvia likes it at Dr. Cater so much, why doesn't she stay there?
Sammy,
oh, don't help me. I don't need any help.
Sammy.
Please.
Rosalind, go up.
How does Sammy know that Sylvia went over to Dr. Cater?
Now, please.
No, Molly. We exactly where we started at the beginning.
We're not. Go up, Rosalind.
All right, Mark.
Where did Mr. Allison go?
To send a telegram.
To whom?
Home, to say he couldn't leave yet.
And telegram home?
Uh-huh.
Who told you that?
He told me.
Oh. So go up to Sammy, Rosalie.
I'm going home.
Say, Don,
please, stop walking up and down and stop walking hither and thither. Please. Sit down, Jake.
Get me something, Molly, before I fall to pieces.
All right. I will. What?
Anything.
Bicarbonate?
Let me bicarbonate. A fine pudding was served up. Would that I had stayed in South Carolina until the boy was well. What did I have to bring him home for?
All right.
What did we need psychologists for? All my life I got along without psychologists.
Please.
So drink it down.
My wife wants to keep up with the times, my wife.
So drink.
Who knows what a doctor stirred up in Sammy's mind? Who knows?
Drink.
And you are not worried, huh?
I have confidence.
You can say that when you see that with your very eyes, that a boy is going from bear to voice. How can you say that, Paul?
Jake, did we want Sylvia to marry Sammy? We didn't. So she told him she wouldn't. That's all.
But look at him, Molly.
I looked and I saw and I know, but I remember. I remember that Dr. Cater said this would be. Exactly. He said that Sammy's reaction. That's the reaction to the subconscious of the unconscious. And nobody ever died from jealousy, Jake.
And from heartbreak, no? Oh, Molly, Molly.
Drink, Jake. Drink. I have confidence. I'm not worrying. I'm calm. And who worries quicker than me, Jake? Who? And if I can see family worrying and I don't worry, Jake, and if I can have confidence, then you can have confidence.
I'm not you, Molly.
Oh.
All I can see is that it was there for Sammy when Dr. Cater, with his unconscious and subconscious...
All right, Jane, down. Please. Without the subconscious and without the unconscious. Here, Doc. Look, you're falling to pieces. You hear, Mom? It's like the crisis in your sleep. At the very moment when the patient looks to voice, the doctor turns to the parents and he says, all will be well. And all will be well, Jane.
Well, I am not a medical doctor like you, Molly. I am not a psychoanalyst or psychologist or whatever. I am a father.
And I'm a mother. And the mother worries like two fathers. I have confidence in. For the first time, I can lift my head and I can say, all will be well. Drink, baby. No, drink. All the way down. All the way down. Drink. Let me worry. Let me worry. Drink. Not that. All together.
As Jake gulps down his bicarbonate, Christopher Cater and his father, the village doctor, are sitting on the porch of their house in the village. Christopher relights his pipe and the flaring match throws his lean head in relief. It's a moonlit night, and a fine haze lies over everything. The cricket sounds are magnified in the pleasant quiet.
Chris?
Yes, Dad?
You haven't said a thing all night on how your patient is coming.
Oh, they're coming along.
They? Well, that's fine. Then I suppose you'll be getting back to work in a couple of weeks.
Yes, that's the schedule.
I guess I ought to be thankful to the Goldbergs for keeping you here 2 weeks longer than I expected.
And to Sylvia. She's the real case.
The real case?
Yes. The boy's just a bundle of heartache. If he hadn't been hurt in the accident and had time to think of how injured he was, he'd be back in the world. How do the young people say it again? Back in circulation.
Hmm. You sure?
Sure enough.
You're not just a little prejudiced, are you?
In what way?
In Sylvia Allison's favor.
Just a little. I like her.
And you don't like Sammy?
Well, he's a nice boy. A little too infatuated with a sense of how grown up he is. See, Father, young people should have humility, or else they don't become good citizens.
Oh, Sylvia Allison has humility, I suppose.
Oh, not yet, but she's learning. Yes, humility is a great religious virtue which has passed a little too rapidly from the world. Nowadays, people think if you're ambitious and energetic, you're entitled to everything you can lay your hands on. Gentleness is a vice, etc.
Sammy was always a nice boy.
Well, you see, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking in general. Well, Sammy will be all right as soon as he can get to understand what he's doing.
Hmm. If he doesn't.
He does. He will.
And what does Sylvia need?
Sylvia? Something or someone to love.
Doesn't she love Sammy?
Pooh.
What is that?
Pooh.
Oh.
Just a shorthand way of saying that Sammy isn't anywhere in Sylvia's class when it comes to living. Now...
I don't get you.
Well, I mean that Sammy won't mature for years yet. He's, how shall I say it? Unripened. Unworked.
Mm-hmm.
He needs time and experience before we can tell what he is.
But Sylvia's younger than he is.
No, not the way I mean. He could be one of those... one of those ageless women.
What's that?
I was just quoting from a poet.
I don't like it.
Poetry?
You quoting from it.
Hmm.
Now, Sylvia's a handsome girl.
Well, no crime.
But you can see it, and that's a bad sign. If I didn't know you were a great psychologist and probably understand yourself...
Let me warn you, Dad. When a psychologist falls in love, he joins the great ranks of lovers, drunkards, and fools.
Blind, obstinate, and intent on their own destruction.
Yes, exactly.
Someone must be coming along the road.
Hmm?
All right, boy. Someone is coming.
Well, it looks like Sylvia.
I can't see who it is.
I can tell from the way she walks.
Where are you going, Chris?
Sylvia's probably on her way to see me.
Oh, by appointment?
Hmm? I don't remember.
If I didn't know this was a case involving a doctor and a patient, I'd begin to get worried, Chris.
Don't worry.
I think I'd better if you start joining the great ranks.
I'm no fool.
And you're no drunkard.
And what's the danger?
Well, there were three kinds of soldiers in that army, Chris. Drunkards, fools, and lovers.
Lovers? Good night, dear father.
And as Dr. Christopher Cater turns away with a laugh, his father sits wondering.